1063-1077 Kicks Country. Tonight's the big night. A lot of buzz on social media and online about this movie. The trailer premiered not that long ago, and the movie itself is going to debut tonight at the Chuck Mathena Center in Princeton. It's called Mine 9. If you want to learn more about the movie, you can check out mine9movie.com. That's mine9movie.com. And we're some of the stars of the movie that's going to be making the red carpet tonight at the Chuck Mathena Center. First and foremost, Princeton High School native, Princeton, West Virginia native, and big, big star, Mr. Kevin Sizemore is with us. Kevin, let's talk about this movie a little bit. Just kind of give us a quick synopsis of what the movie's about. We've been talking about it, but give them from your viewpoint on what the movie's about.
Yeah, I love what Eddie, our director, says. He's also from West Virginia.
I didn't know that.
He calls this a claustrophobic thriller, which, you know, we have nine coal miners. You go down 2 miles deep, and they're stuck for an hour without oxygen. That's pretty much what happens. And I just want to make sure that we're recognizing these coal miners. They're not just normal people to us. They're the heroes of the story.
Yeah.
We're fortunate enough to play characters. I'm here to my right. I have two of the guys in the movie that are fantastic. They become lifelong friends, Mark Ashworth and Clint James as well. And a lot of people know them from a little movie, really small movie called The Magnificent Seven.
That was a killer flick.
Amongst tons of other projects. But yeah, they popped up here with Eddie and myself. We're going to be at the Chuck Mathena Center tonight. We're almost sold out. Hopefully everyone comes and checks it
out. Tickets are still available at the box office like we mentioned. But Kevin, how does it feel to be part of a production like that, being from the home state of West Virginia where the backbone of our whole economy has been coal mining?
Amazing, because I give props to Eddie, who gave me the opportunity to be a part of it. Because, you know, I remember when he sent me the script, I looked at it and there was a character that he wanted me to play, and I go, you know, I think it's great and I love everything you're doing, but I'm gravitating to another character. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that would be the character that would be right for me, and he never saw it in that light. And once I did my read, he liked it, thank goodness, and he brought it in. I pretty much said, you know, you have to cast me in this movie. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm from West Virginia. I mean, you can't have someone not from West Virginia in your movie. You know, you got to have a real guy, man. I mean, we're West Virginia boys. You got to help me out.
And you got to be legit.
So it kind of worked out. This is going to be a movie that I think a lot of people are going to be talking about. And they already have. They already have been talking.
It's huge buzz. Now, it's also going to be debuting at Marquee Cinemas. You can see that movie from here for a while at your local Marquee Cinemas. Let's talk to another actor from the movie. Now, there's somebody that's from across the pond I was reading that's part of the production. Mark.
Swam here this afternoon.
Can you just say... can we have a spot of tea?
Can we have a spot of tea? Some crumpets, please. Governor.
I'll tell you. Your promo.
Yeah, I need you to do that, man. What's ironic is how similar your country is, your countryside, to our countryside here in West Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing on the way up here. All the beautiful stone walls and just the rolling hills. It's very similar today because it's pissing it down with rain. And so that is something, being from Manchester, that I can relate to. You can wake up for weeks on end and it'll be drizzle, continuous drizzle.
Now, what's your family's background like? Were they laborers too?
No.
Like your character?
I say not in the coal mining sense of things. I born and raised in Manchester. My dad is a tradesman. He's a cabinet maker by trade.
Yeah, but still a laborer, worker.
Yeah, definitely working class. You know, the higher north you go, I think in England, the more working class it gets, a little bit more white collar down towards London area, but obviously there's little pockets and neighborhoods around.
So did that give you kind of a little bit of research? You already had some ground research, some background to kind of get into character.
Well, I anything that I wouldn't, knew or thought I knew was all supposed, and it wasn't until I actually came down here with the director and Eddie Mensah, and I went down into the mines with him, and it was only at that point that I felt like I was even slightly educated. It was just far removed from anything that I've ever been through.
When you went down, did it frighten you? Was being in that cold, dark abyss, did it scare you a little bit? Or did you kind of go head for it and you kind of became a method actor then?
I had had quite a few beverages the evening before, and I was just fighting the urge. I was like, I'm not going to throw up down in the earth. It's not going to happen. And it didn't. But that was that was what I was channeling. It was amazing. I didn't really think about it, and I didn't want to. I think you could start to entertain that thought, but it wouldn't serve me. They're not going to stop and let me off. So anything, it's the left brain, right brain thinking for me. It's like I'm going down. These guys do it every single day. They risk their lives.
Isn't that scary how those guys, and knowing that's their living.
Oh.
Here, you're just memorizing. Don't take us as an affront, but you're just memorizing lines and going through a scripted scene. These guys, this could have been a real situation for these guys. Yeah. And can you kind of empathize a little bit now?
I have a deep, deep respect mm-hmm. for anybody that can do that every single day and put their lives at risk every single day for us to be here using the power that we do. I definitely do. Respect. These people are salt of the earth. They're working class. They are strong, resilient, just proud. You know, it's community out here, and that's something that we hope transfers itself into the script.
Well, and I think and you're going to get a lot of support from this community because they're finally going to see what it's like. And the cool thing about it, like an action thriller down under, let's talk to Boots McKenzie behind you. And Boots, we need to get you up here, Boots. Is that okay to give you a nickname, Boots?
Yeah, you can call me Boots.
Your name is?
Clint James.
Clint James, we talked to you the other day.
Yep.
Doug Dillon talked to you on the Kickstarter Morning Show. And Clint, you know, you've been in a lot of different productions. You've been on The Walking Dead. You still had to deal with walkers. Don't call them zombies.
Yeah.
But walkers. Which do you think would be scarier?
Well,
being trapped in an event like this or having to deal with the apocalyptic Walking Dead?
Yeah. Well, one's real and one's not. So,
yet.
Absolutely. Totally, man. The coal mining business, absolutely.
Yeah, what did you do to actually get? I don't think you're. Are you a method actor?
No.
You like to get into character?
I do on my own time, but I'm not the guy that runs around and
you're not Daniel Day-Lewis being Lincoln on set.
Absolutely
Lincoln.
Not.
Okay.
No.
Now, what did you do to actually prepare yourself for this role besides visiting mines and that kind of thing?
I just read up on a lot. I actually took Eddie Menzer is our fearless leader. Took a lot of his direction. He told me what to read up on and research. So I just went over a lot of stuff and that's it, man. I just got into it like that. And, you know, of course, character development and working on my own character and then whatever these guys brought to the table once I showed up on set, and we just went for it. So
where did you grow up?
I was born in Louisiana, raised in Missouri.
Huh.
Yeah.
Midwestern kid.
Midwest guy. And actually, the territory out there is quite like West Virginia. The hills are a little bit larger out here, but I was raised in the Ozarks, you know?
You can talk about solid earth people, Ozark mountain people, man. Some of those dudes, they're tough as nails.
Yeah. Yeah. So I based the character really, I use my brother's accent in it. And he's a good old boy from Missouri, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What's the future hold for you? What are you looking forward to? Other than the movie debuting, what are you looking at doing in the near future?
The near future, we'll try to get a little sleep. Yeah. That's just basically, we're going to try to get some sleep after this. And I just want to say just mad respect for the coal miners and the men and women out there.
Keep the lights on.
I tell you what, they keep the lights on. And I have such a more better understanding of what it's all about. As soon as I set foot on that step, the set there, it was intense. It was the most fun and hardest thing to do.
So the movie, does it give you goosebumps thinking about it?
It
like
does.
The climax of the movie. I mean, there's got to be some deadly, just incredible action scenes.
There's got to be, but I haven't seen it yet, and I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
I have opted out to see it. Yeah,
that's
my
killer.
First time seeing it.
Well, let's talk about the brains of the operation, the man who put it together. Eddie, come on, step up. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy here. Now, where are you from originally? You said you're a West Virginia boy, but what part?
Northern Panhandle, a small town called New Martinsville, West Virginia.
Yeah, heck yeah, I've heard of it.
About 20 miles south of Wheeling.
So how did you end up moving out west from there?
Same reason, Kevin.
You just want to be part of the industry. Now, why did you get into filmmaking rather than acting? Or have you been an actor before as well?
Oh, he's a good actor.
I can barely speak over the radio, let alone act.
I think you're doing fine.
I just got it, writing. writing's always been my passion. Yeah. Started with poetry, then undergrad at WVU, did advertising, then professor led me into film, and never really turned back.
So you've kind of seen a little bit of the whole aspect. What gave you the kind of the precipitous? What was kind of the seed that grew into this movie?
I'm a writer, and, you know, I write dramas and thrillers, and, you know, it's really just about, as a filmmaker, you have to find something that nobody else has made. And being from West Virginia, you know, you really just can't believe that someone's never made this film. And I knew that...
I mean, the only thing comparable might be the one about the Chilean miners that got trapped.
I hate those similarities, because that's...
But what I'm saying, it's not even in the same ballpark.
No, it's about... That's more about friends and family and the government and what
led
news,
up to it,
the news,
and how they dealt with it.
It's completely
this awful. Is about what's actually going on in the shaft and what these guys
this is like
with.
A procedural, you know. And, you know, we attempted to get as much right as we could, but it is a movie and it's quite difficult to get it right, because, you know, what you learn is just how technical coal mining is, from the owners to the rescue professionals to the miners. These guys are smart.
And it ain't just a pickaxe and a donkey anymore.
Absolutely not. I mean, it's highly technical, and they're highly intelligent people to do this. And, like, it was, I consider it like learning a new language, just trying to write the script to some realistic.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Mine9movie.com if you want to see the trailer and more. It's going to be showing at Marquee Cinemas around the area. And I'm telling you, man, it's just incredible what's going on. What you got to say?
We're also shown at Broadway Cinemas.
Oh, yeah, down at the Claypool Hill Mall.
Claypool Hill Mall. And then in Grundy, the Community 3.
Yeah, they're right there above the parking garage.
You guys stretched, your audience stretched to Norton?
Yeah, we get down towards Norton, sort of. Welch, West Virginia,
we're
too.
In a side
of that's kind of like the heartbed of
Huntington?
That's a little stretch. But still, Marquee Cinemas, you can go see it at. Or like you said, Broadway Cinemas are down in Grundy. Mine9movie.com. That's mine9movie.com if you want to learn more. What's your future hold, man? What are you looking at? What's your next project?
It's called Rednecks. It's the story of the Battle of Blair Mountain.
Really?
The unionization of miners in West Virginia.
You're kidding me.
Yep. It's now, like what, a part two still, to John Sayles' Mate One,
so,
in a way.
Well, so it's kind of in pre-production?
Nah, I mean, I have the script finished. I'm just going to start putting the pieces together as soon as we get this movie out.
Is it easier now to do film, you know, with the onset of digital delivery and digital film editing and just digital itself? Is it still the same? I mean, is it still the same old school process? Is it still an arduous task to go from start to finish?
Making a movie is a beast in general.
It can't be easy.
However, it is much easier today with post-production visual effects. And I'm going to plug Anayate Vaccaro, our visual effects artist. Because what we did is filmed in a real coal mine, then went back to Atlanta to a set and recreated it, and she blended those worlds seamlessly to actually make you all believe that we're in a real coal mine.
I can't wait
to
see it.
So it's all visual effects. And
what was her name one more time?
Her name is Anayate Vaccaro.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
She probably put a lot of hours
into
it.
She put years into this project.
I was going to say post-production. When did you actually film this? You filmed it in 17?
Late. We started November 26th. To December 16th, 2016.
It's been that long in post-production.
Yeah.
Just to get it right.
It's just to get it right.
Dude, that's incredible. And now it's going to be debuting.
If you're going to make a coal mine movie and you're a West Virginia boy like Kevin and I, you have to get it right. Because, you know, these people opened up their hearts to let us even go film at their coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to attempt to the best of your ability to serve them justice.
Dude, that's awesome. That's cool. Mine9movie.com if you want to learn more. What else you got to say before we go?
Clint was... telling a little bit of a fib. He is a complete character actor, and he actually thinks he is Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, he looks like him. 4 score and 7 years ago.
That's pretty good.
But there's a thing in the movie that everyone's going to understand when they see the movie, and it goes a little like this.
Coal miner, shining your light. Working on the mine shaft, dark as the night.
What you gonna do before you go back in? I'm gonna ask the Lord to let me come out again.
That's some of the stars of the movie Mind 9 in theaters now. Go see it at Marquee Cinemas. The Chuck Mathena Center tonight is the awesome debut, the premiere here in Princeton. Red carpet, 6 o'clock. His movie will start at 7 o'clock. Just a few tickets still available at the box office. Kevin Sizemore, the whole crew, thank you guys. Appreciate y'all. Hey, guys, let's teach them one thing real quick before we leave. Let's go!
Mountaineers!
Let's go!
Mountaineers!
Let's go!
Mountaineers!
More music next.